Hello.
Hi, is this Jim?
This is Jim.
Hi, Jim. It's Paul from Local Splash. How's your day going?
Paul, I'm frustrated. Thanks for calling me. You know, the whole reason that I signed on with you guys, my number one thing that I needed was to get on Google.
Right.
And I was, they sent me an email telling me that Google declined me, I'm assuming, because I wasn't formally registered as a business in the state of Florida. My DBA wasn't registered. So I went on Sunbiz, and if you search Sunbiz in Florida, you can search my business name and I'll show up as an official business now. I sent them the confirmation page that Sunbiz gave me. I spent $130 to do this.
Okay.
So at this point, I'm completely legit. The ball's in your court. From this point, I expect you guys to figure this out.
I appreciate the assistance on that and, you know, also the patience. I understand it's frustrating. It's frustrating for us, too. I mean, we are a Google partner, but, I mean, there are some things that are unfortunately out of our hands. We have to work with Google to make this happen for you. And to be honest with you, all of the systems that Google's putting in place that are supposed to make it easier for business owners are doing the exact opposite. A lot of
it's
automated. You can't talk to someone to get it fixed. Even as a Google partner, I mean, it's not as simple and straightforward as it used to be. So it's frustrating on our end as well. And I mean, what else can you do? I mean, Google's the 900-pound gorilla, and we all have to work with it. But, I mean,
and I appreciate what you're saying. I do. I know how Google is. I was a partner for a short time at Google, and I experienced some of what you're saying, so I get it. I just want to make sure that your team understands the urgency in my situation. I'm in the middle of season in the state of Florida. February and March is when all the snowbirds come down.
If I don't
hit everything I can, every day that I'm not, you know, I'm not a searchable business, I'm getting hit. So,
no, absolutely.
How long do you think it'll take to resolve it from this point?
I've seen it as little as 2 days, as much as 5 days. It does happen pretty quickly when things get expedited. And I mean, it's always case by case. I know the deal was, you know, kind of hard pressed to give you an exact time frame, and I can't.
No,
either.
I don't expect that. I don't expect.
Right. I mean, it's always case by case. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that I was talking to you directly and, you know, not just the support people, because I appreciate, you know, your professionalism and everything that you've done to get this set up.
And like I said, I appreciate your help, your assistance, your willingness to be available. I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, we have clients that we can never reach. We need to talk to them. We need to get information from them. We can't reach them. And then, you know, they say, why isn't this working? And it's like, well, okay, because you're not helping us. We need your help to help you. You need to help us to help you, and you're doing that, and we appreciate that. And it's really going to make a difference in your success with this program. Like I said, we are on the ball. We definitely appreciate you helping us to get it to, like, you know, the 5-yard line. We got to get into the end zone here for you. We'll definitely do that. And I appreciate your patience, your understanding. And again, I'm right there with you on that frustration level, you know, trying to keep it in check. And it is a frustrating thing. I mean, boy, like I said, I think I told you, I mean, I'll be with the company 12 years on April 17th. Things were a lot more streamlined, a lot more straightforward. We used to, on a phone call with the client, say, okay, let me put you on a brief hold and make a couple of changes, and you hit update and bam, you know, you can see those things happen in almost real time. It is unfortunately not that easy or that simple or straightforward. But I mean, like I said, it's just something that we all have to deal with and work with. And although we are a Google partner, there are some things that are out of our hands. And I appreciate your understanding with something like that.
The only other thing that I could provide if you needed it is my EIN number, which is, that's my tax ID number that I use to file my taxes for my business.
Right.
And now that I'm officially registered, I have no choice but to file a business tax return, which is going to cost me $1,000, you know, next year. So, you know,
I don't think that's something that we would need for this particular thing that we're trying to iron out right now. But I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, it makes a big difference when you understand your role in making this happen. I mean, that's obviously,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously why. I mean, it's actually part of the voice verification, and people agree to it. You know, I say, you know, you have to be responsive when a customer is calling you. Obviously, if you don't answer your phone, you're not going to get jobs. But you also have to answer the phone when we're trying to contact you. Otherwise, you know, we might not be able to get something set up that would help you. And clients,
there will never be a time that you can't reach me. If somebody calls me, I'm going to answer from this number every single time until we get this ironed out. And anytime I get a lead, once you send me a phone number or something through your service, a notification that I have a customer that wants something done, mm-hmm. I respond to them within hours, not days.
Right, right. Yeah, and I, you know, that helps too. That makes a big difference. And I wish I could say that, you know, that was the case for everyone, or even that it was the majority of the time. I mean, I would say the majority of our clients are like that the majority of the time, but I mean, there are times that not everybody or anybody even we can get a hold of whenever we need to. So that makes things a little bit more difficult. You are one of the rare few that really understands the importance of getting this done and your role in it too. So we definitely.
Yeah, you can't do it without my cooperation and
a lot of times
feedback.
Yeah, a lot of times you can't. And I appreciate you understanding that. So
the email that you sent me with options that Google would approve, I don't have any of that. You asked me for mailing, business mailing addresses. I don't get any business mail. Everything's electronic. I didn't have anything that was provided to me as options, or I would have sent it to you immediately.
Right.
That's why the only thing I could think of was to officially register my business with SunBiz. That's as legit as you get. Once you do that, you're official.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, when Google implements these changes, it is always with the idea of making it easier for legitimate companies and to make it more challenging for fraudulent businesses. But it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, there's always something that gets overlooked or something that gets inadvertently omitted, and then a real actual legitimate company is just like, well, now what can I do? I don't even have an option that would help me. And I mean, it's a frustrating situation, and you know, like I said, we've been working with Google for a very long time. Luckily, we have a relationship where we can expedite things like this, and like I said, it's already you know, being expedited, and at this point we're waiting to hear back from Google the same as you are.
Okay. If you need anything else from me, if somebody calls me, I will answer whatever I'm doing. I will answer the phone call.
Okay.
So you will not have to wait on me from this point for anything.
I'm going to put that in the notes again. It already is in the notes, I know. I'll put in the priority notes that you are always, you know, able to be reached, and we definitely appreciate that. Again, I appreciate your kindness, and I appreciate your patience and giving me the time it took for me to get back to you. It's been kind of a really hectic day, but I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you as always. And you have a great rest of the day, okay?
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate you being on the case, man. Thanks.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you for your help and your assistance.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep.
Take care. Have a good one.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.